Some of you are saying, wait a minute, Pastor Dennis, I've been listening to you for a while and I've liked much of what I've heard, but now you're really drifting off. You're saying that six is the number of man and repeated three times as man is unity in their rebellion against God. But I always thought that 666 was the name on the papal tiara or hat, triple layer hat. And it is. The problem with that theory is the Pope has not worn the papal tiara in over 170 years. It's a relic of the past. But that isn't the main issue. 666 can be found numerologically in many names through history, and people have pointed this out. So it's not definitive. Now, I'm not saying that that isn't a legitimate answer to this. Maybe it is. But I believe that the number six represents man in his unity, 666, in rebellion against God. Now, there's a reason why I believe that. You see, just taking it as the number of a man instead of man, which is what the Greek says, but a man, a specific man, or the man, which is incorrect, by saying that is trying to solve a riddle logically. Now, generally, riddles are given to trip us up or to cause us to dig and wonder. And they have a message, but often that message is hidden and can't be understood without some real... in Daniel's case, it was actually the Holy Spirit that gave him the insights to unpack the riddle that was put on Belshazzar's wall there at the feast. Let's go to Daniel, the fifth chapter, and see what this riddle was. Daniel said, now this is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Now, Mene, or Mina, is a monetary amount. Wait. A shekel is 1/16 of a mina, and a perez is 1/2 of a mina. So here you have mina, mina, shekel, and half a mina, which turns out to be 2 9/16 minas. So the Babylonians that were there at the feast were scratching their heads, and what does this mean? It doesn't mean they couldn't read it, because Aramaic was similar to what they had. So some of them could read it, but they couldn't make any sense out of it. This doesn't make sense. What does it mean? It's a riddle, which means it needs divine interpretation. And so they brought Daniel, and sure enough, Daniel not only read it, but he says, here's what it means. He said, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Now, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin doesn't really say that God has put an end to it. It had to be interpreted. Tekel, you have been weighed in the scales and found deficient. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and the Persians. That was an inspired description of what these words actually meant, what the riddle meant. You could not get that logically from the riddle. And by the same token, Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, the number of man, 666, is a riddle. Meaning we can try to take people's names and come up with 666 from their name, but that's going about it logically, and it's a riddle. It takes greater insight or comparison or scripture. Perhaps none of us will get it until the Holy Spirit reveals it to someone like Daniel. But my thinking so far is that it's the number of man in his rebellion against God. And so that's why I've come to that conclusion. I'm not against any other conclusion. I'm just saying that this is my conclusion, and being a true-blooded American that offers debate, I will say that this is my conclusion up for the debate. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.